This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Ever wonder what's really behind the headlines? Or why certain theories just won't go away? Dive into the world of The No Name Podcast, your go-to podcast for unraveling the mysteries of conspiracies, politics, and everyday life. Each week, we blend our opinions, analysis, with some storytelling to uncover the hidden layers of our world. From the latest political intrigue to the most fascinating conspiracy theories, we bring you a balanced dose of skepticism and insight. Whether you're a seasoned critical thinker or just curious about the whispers that swirl around us, we offer a space where your questions are welcome, and your mind can wander freely. Tune in, spark your curiosity, and let's embark on this journey of discovery together. The No Name Podcast, where every episode is a new chance to think critically and see the world through a different lens. Don't miss out. Subscribe today and join the conversation.
Hey, I'm Jeremy. Happy Hump Day.
What's up, everybody? It's Dustin.
And it's Trey.
Got Trey team in the house.
Right. Chilling like a villain.
Trying to get through the week, right?
Yeah. Chilling like the real Joe Biden on, on a private island.
Oh, man. The real one.
The Epstein Island.
No comment.
Where is the list? Somebody bring me the list.
Another thing they won't give us.
Oh, give me the list. Come on.
They'll never give you the truth.
That might be the slogan. They'll never give you the truth.
Never get the truth. Oh, my gosh. Well, welcome to the No Name Podcast bonus episode. This week, since we've added Trey on, we're going to kind of go back to what got Trey into not believing anything.
Yeah, we call them they call them conspiracy theories. What got you into conspiracy theories? They're just theories. What got you into theories?
Theories. I think the first thing that really got me is like when I started growing up, where when I grew up, my mom would say question everything. She didn't like what I did it with her, but
you know, parent always says question everything except for me.
Right, right. I'm the author of truth in this house. But I started reading stuff and like I was, you know, getting punishment stuff, so I would read the Bible a lot and I started listening to, you know, pastors preach. I'm like, yeah, that's not right.
Hey, hang on. While you're saying that, I want you to tell the story of why you had to read the Bible a bunch when you were a kid, because that is one of my favorite parenting hacks I've ever heard.
I got in trouble a lot. So in order to get off punishment, my mom would make me do biblical reports. So sometimes it would be do a chapter, and sometimes like read this book.
But no, when you would argue with her and she would, you said she would have you open up the Bible and say, find where this is okay in the Bible, or something like that.
That was one of them too. Like I guess, she would say, "Like, you just trauma just hit me."
We have to take a break.
I need a moment. I would never forget. It was one morning. I'm coming down the stairs. My sister is like being a cuss word, and I'm angry because she pushed me down the steps and something I fall. So I'm like, now I gotta like readjust my outfit. I'm like a pretty boy at this stage, right? And then I'm like, ugh. So she calls my mom because like I slapped her on the back of the head because she pushed me, and she's crying because like it was like a really good slap on the back of the head. And so my mom said, and she's like, what is wrong with you? I'm like, I'm not telling my mom. I'm like, I'm not talking to you because I know I'm right here. And so I had like a real bad attitude. And my mom said, I speak to that spirit of rebellion and witchcraft. Like, golly, like I'm not a demon. Like, what are you talking about?
I'm a warlock here.
I'm just angry with my sister at this. And then so she said, she always used to quote the scripture. It's, how can you love? Because like, I was like more of a Christian. I was really involved in church. And then I think of my sister. Not saying my sister wasn't, but I was like really involved in church. And my mom says, she said, how can you love Jesus when you don't even love your sister? Because that's in the Bible. And I'm like, ugh. So now my attitude just got inflamed. And like, this is all before we go to school. And then she said, I want you to read this scripture. And she's on the phone. So she tells me where to go. I read it. I'm angry and I'm crying because the scripture is cutting me. And it's talking about how you can't have a bad attitude and stuff like that. And like, you know, whatever. And I was like, okay, I calm all the way down. And so like the Bible has like always like my source of, I guess, morality. And like it should be for a lot of people. So that kind of started my journey into skepticism with everything. Because then you read it and some of the stuff that I've heard growing up, I'm like, that's not right. What about this? And I grew up in like an old Baptist church where, you know, brimstone fire, you're going to hell. And if you do everything, you're like,
that's
oh, dang.
I grew up too. Yeah.
And some people don't remember, like, I grew up in a church, or not say grew up in a church, because the church I grew up in, it had all these things. But like, I was going in the summer to my great grandma's church, and they didn't have no instruments or nothing. And they would say, because that's the devil. I'm like, well, I worship the devil a lot. And so that those cultural traditions, I'm like, something's not right here. Let me figure out what I want to believe for myself. My mom encouraged us to do that with the Bible. And then as I started to venture off into other books, learning about Islam, learning about Buddhism, a little bit about Hindu, I was kind of like, there's some different stuff in here. I got some questions. And then I just started questioning it and finding the answer. And then that translated over when I started learning about history. And I'm like, I would never think global history did it. Like, that was the subject that pushed me over the edge to say, I don't trust anything. And as I told you, I shared with y'all, one of the first stories was the moon. And then I was learning about global history, how they had a saying that said Britain, the sun doesn't set in Britain, because they had conquered so many countries. I was like, man, that's crazy. Like, this country is literally dominating the world. Like, this is like Alexander the Great on crack. Like, you know, and then like the sun doesn't even go down because, you know, they got so many areas in the world. And then, you know, we get to America and her dominance and some of the stuff she did to his people and all that. And I'm like, man, it's like, boy. And so when I grow up and is, you know, this is, we see as white guys doing this to the world, right? And I was like, okay, man, okay, we got it. And like, man, they just going crazy. And then I'm like, they went to the moon too. Wow, man, this is crazy. That's it. And I was like, wait, they went to the moon and didn't go back? That's so out of character. Like Britain didn't do that. Like, people had to fight for the independence to get out of Britain, right? And in America, like, she didn't just keep, you know, the Eastern Hemisphere. She got her, France sold her land back, and they told people it's gold in the West, and people literally started making other states because they're trying to find gold. I'm like, this is not a common thread. So we go to the moon and then we just stop.
Our technology was so good that our president even picked up a landline phone and called them while they're on the moon.
Oh, that's crazy.
He said, what's the weather like up
because
there?
That landline.
From a landline, people. Because
the landline goes straight to the moon. Can
to
you?
The moon.
That's a long wire.
That's broad. Come on. So, and then stuff like that. And then you start looking at, oh, man, like, why are we not in Antarctica? If they're said to be under that ice, gold and oil that can potentially like make all our oil go back down.
Oh, there's people in Antarctica. It's just not the people.
Right. And that's and
but we can get into that another day.
But I'm just, you know, stuff like that. Like, why? I start asking why a lot. And then I start looking at the map. I think another thing was 9/11 really did. Cause I had to do a book report on 9/11. And like, I was, you know, seventh grade when it happens, like years later, like a couple of years later, I'm like, I don't remember it like this. And I was telling people, like, this is not the thought. Like, this is not how I remember it. I was like, no, this is what happened. I'm like, no, it is not. And then I started like, oh, the Mandela effect. This is,
oh, yeah.
And then
the Mandela effect hit me hard when I finally learned about the Mandela effect. I was like, oh, yeah, the Berenstain Bears.
Right.
The Berenstain Bears was not spelled that way.
Right. Right. See, stuff like that.
Even the
smoke. Fruit of the Loom. And so to that's when I started saying, you can't trust anything. I think. And then the movie The Matrix really just like opened my eyes, like, dang, we may be plugged into a system. It's a system to keep us this way, to keep us. And then you watch shows like The Network. I don't know if y'all seen the movie The Network.
No.
I've
seen that.
You got it. If you can find, it might be on Prime. The Network, the guy has a breakdown. You've probably seen this clip. And he's saying, how can you trust anything your government says? And he goes off.
Yeah.
And he's like, he's just breaking it down how they make us people like us crazy because we're questioning the mass production of information that we're getting.
Wow. So
speaking of Prime, did you ever watch that movie I told you about?
Which one?
Demon House.
Not yet. It's on the list. It's not gonna be a quick watch. I gotta get my mind right. I'm trying to watch it with my wife.
I actually saw it on there yesterday.
It's on Prime?
It's on Prime.
I'm watching the daytime.
So just for the people who skipped over our original bonus episode of what got us into it, Dustin, why don't you give the 2-second tour, and if you want to hear more, go back and listen to the original bonus episode.
Yeah, I mean, what got me into, I was raised with my grandparents, and so I remember growing up and watching a lot of stuff. Like, I was in a lot of paranormal stuff as mm-hmm. when I was younger. So I would watch any documentary I would see, like The Unexplained or Unsolved Mysteries. And I'd watch
Twilight
all
Zone.
These documentaries on UFOs and Bigfoot, Sasquatch. So I studied up on all this. When I was young, and then as I got a little bit older, that's when I started like hearing more about the JFK stuff. Mm-hmm. Started hearing more about the moon stuff, and that threw me into a whole loop. And that's when I dove down the rabbit hole, and then I was looking at every conspiracy that I could think of. Like, I started asking so many questions, and nobody could give me the answer to any of the questions. Always. Even in my religious beliefs, I'd have questions, and I even told you that.
Yeah,
I was like, you just got
to pray. Just got
to talk to God. Got to talk to God.
7 ounce.
Just got to pray and talk to God. And I did. He didn't answer me.
Yeah, he told me to come to you.
Yeah. I need you to tell me. But that's what got me into it is just, from an early age, man, I was interested in the strange stuff.
Yeah.
And then.
Yeah. And then mine was 1998, The Truman Show.
That's another good one.
That's a great movie, man.
That
every time I go back and watch it, my mind is blown.
That movie just messed me up when I was a kid, and I literally just started looking at everything for cameras, and I'm like, the whole world is looking at me in a snow globe, and I'm like, even today, sometimes when I'm driving down the road, even today, and like three people pull out in front of me, and then just like put on the brakes. And I have to like go around them or something. And then, someone will veer off and cut me off again when I'm trying to go around them. I'm like, what are you not wanting me to do? Not wanting me to get to work right now? Are you trying to, make me go a different way?
Right.
Like, it still messes me up even today. And I'm like,
Does Stranger Than Fiction, have you seen that Will Ferrell movie?
Yes.
It's the same thing like the Truman Show.
Yes.
Did you get those vibes?
Absolutely.
I hate that. Like somebody else is writing your story and you're like, I just got to do it.
Yeah. It's weird. Like, I'm telling you, that movie is kind of what set me off down that path of I don't believe anything anymore. And that was literally like the moment for me.
Yeah.
Whereas like watching that, I'm like, I walked away from that going, oh boy. Oh boy.
Could this be happening to me?
I think I was 8 or 10 years old when that movie came out. And I'm like, gosh, this is so bad. Like, this is so bad. And I've never been the same since. And as I've gotten older and, you kind of look at the way everything unfolds, and it's like, okay, why are you wanting me to believe this?
Yeah.
Why are you, why are you setting the stage this way when clearly you're wrong?
Right.
And, the more I kind of look at that aspect, that's kind of just fed my, I don't believe anything until I see it with my own eyes.
Mm-hmm.
So, some people say, oh, you're such a conspiracy theorist. I'm like, maybe to you.
Right.
And they're like, well, you don't even believe in the moon landing. Like, you probably believe the earth is flat. And I said,
how do you know?
How do I know? I haven't seen it with my own eyes.
Right.
And somebody that I know, love or trust has not seen it for their eyes either.
Right. Yeah.
So, maybe it's flat. I have no idea. I'm not saying I'm Flat Earth Dave out there.
Right.
But I haven't seen
it. Could be a snow globe.
I haven't seen it.
Could be a snow globe.
Hey, maybe. Maybe it's a snow globe. Maybe it's a flat map. I don't know. I haven't seen it.
I laugh sometimes when whenever I joke about flat earth, flat earthers, I laugh, but it does, that's not me saying that I'm just telling them they're wrong. I mean, I think anything's possible. Yeah, it's possible that the earth could be flat. I don't personally think it's flat, but, when somebody gives me there are reasons behind it. I mean, I'm going to listen to them.
Hey, we could get into it, but
I'm going to be honest. I'm going to share this crazy story with y'all about my experience. Go to France and I don't sleep on planes. I'm telling people, like,
I don't either.
I think the trip to Italy, I had a sinus infection, so like I was popping pills to make me go to sleep because I was miserable because the ears popping, nose doing. But for the most part, I got to be dog tired to sleep on a plane. And we're flying back. It's a 7-hour, 9-hour flight. We're flying back, and I'm just up. And I don't watch. Sometimes I watch movies the first half, but then when we start getting up, we get over the Atlantic, I'm focused because I need to know what's going on with this plane.
Yep.
Do we, you know, I'm thinking about emergency situations. And we get over New York, and I'm just watching the map. I'm not watching anything. I'm focused. I'm locked in. Like, what is going on with this plane?
Right.
And we stay. We hover in over New York for like 1.5 hours or 2 hours. I said, what? So I get so disturbed by this because I'm just sitting here like, we've been here in this one spot. And I'm looking. I'm like, so I wake my wife up. I say, hey. Come, I'm scared as crap. We've been here for 1 hour. She's like, what do you mean? Flying over New York. And she's like, Trey, stop it. You're playing. I'm not. And now I'm getting to get mad because I'm like, I've watched this for a boring hour of my life. Everybody's knocked out sleep. The stewardess and stuff, they just, you want some chips? And I'm like,
no, I want to know why we're still in New York.
And I didn't, and you know,
were you supposed to land in New York or were you?
No, it was a direct flight to Georgia.
Wow.
And it added a whole, so now that whatever that hour thing was, it added, it was the time we were supposed to be back now.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know why we did that, but then I was like, we could have got here a whole hour earlier. And I was like, and of course, my brain starts going, duh, because they have to keep the time in your head. The time, because if we speed this up, then they'll know that something is different about the globe. And I started thinking about the time frame of flight. So I was like, what if they're doing that for real? Like, what? We don't know.
No,
we don't know if we're flying in a circle for a little minute because you're over water or you're over land. You're like, okay, like the flights, we know we got to keep, you know, like here to Vegas, we got to get there on the time, right?
Yeah.
But when you go overseas, how do we know they're just not flying in a circle over the Atlantic or the Pacific for a little minute and then go just to make sure that the theories of this earth being round are met?
Well, I have a question of if the earth were flat and it's not round, what's the reason for telling us it's round?
Because the scientists that we believed in our younger days, Galileo and all those, I don't forget all their names, they said it was, and we took it and ran with it. So, like, you can't, if you took something and you, like, they couldn't verify it because they hadn't the technology yet. And then so they verify it. If I come to you and say, hey, yeah, this is what we believe for thousands of, hundreds of years, but that's wrong. What are you going to do then? What's the next thing? We're doing it now. Well, what else are you telling me? Is penicillin good? Yeah. Is this good? Did that really happen? You start to question everything.
Right.
And a mass group of people question everything is hysteria.
Yeah. I got you. That makes sense.
I mean, that's the way it goes. You make the people question. And then that's when everything goes off the rails.
Right. You remember that that lab in Switzerland I was telling you about, CERN?
It's CERN, yeah.
How I said that they're trying to open up portals. You know that they claim to be they're the ones who did the Mandela effect. They actually came out and said we did.
We should go to CERN. This is Switzerland.
There's a YouTube video where the scientists from CERN's holding up cards, it says we're responsible for Mandela effect. We did that.
Do y'all think we can get a tour of CERN?
Hell no.
Would y'all do that?
I would.
It's
do
in
it.
Switzerland.
I would do it, but they're not going to let
you. The Swiss will let us do it. We're Americans.
I personally don't know how I feel about going to a lab that has a statue of Shiva on the front lawn.
We're Christians. We don't have to worry about that. Maybe
as long as I got you there. If I get possessed, right? Demon out of me.
Actually, I guarantee. Like, it's been some situations where I can't go in rooms. If I get in, and I'm like, hey y'all, we gotta run like hell.
Run from hell.
Right.
I heard
we are here.
I heard some growling in there, man. I don't want to go in there.
Well, hey, we just wanted to have this bonus episode to introduce you to Trey officially and just kind of hear some of his backstory and whatnot. So
thank you, guys.
Yeah, welcome aboard. We're glad to have you part of the team, man.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, look forward to a lot more good topics to come. This is going to be a fun ride.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
We'll see how long it goes before we get shut down or something. I don't know.
Hey, Skinwalker Ranch, man. Skinwalker Ranch.
Well, we appreciate you listening, and we'll talk to you again on Monday.
Yep. See you next time.